Here it goes.
Okay.
You there?
All right. Yes, put it back in, please.
Okay.
This is not too annoying to listen to, is it? See, now that's the sound of the phone going through. Now that sounds real legit. Hello? Hello, Velveeta? Hi, is this you again?
Yeah, it's me, and I am working by myself.
Okay, listen, would you please send the phone back through the tube?
Have him talk on the intercom.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, we want to hear his voice on the intercom, please.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Derek, you need to say hi. Okay, just say hello.
Isn't it sad that we don't trust anything?
Sad, but in some way it's fulfilling.
Was
okay.
That good?
Okay, send it now. Velveeta, send it back to you, please.
Okay, come on.
All right, now. See, now it's making the trip.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I don't know what it was. He must have just gotten it real fast before. How's this static sounding, everybody?
Hey, you still there?
Yeah,
yeah,
all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You got it so quick the last time, we were just a little confused.
Actually, I cheated a little bit because I wanted to get stuck in there. She put it through the drawer.
All right. Well, then you should have told us.
Should have just said that.
Okay, listen, you want a new CD, A Soap Opera Christmas from ABC Daytime. Thanks for listening.
Cool.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, now do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I've never lied to Donna, Mike. We have crap detectors the size of mountains.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Is this Jim again?
Yeah. Well, listen, what's the phone number I'm calling? The bank security wants your phone number. The 1-800 number.
Why does bank security want our phone number?
I want a local phone number.
You want
to call 9 a week.
He wants a local phone number before I send it through that he can talk to before I send it through. He wants a local phone number. Meanwhile, I sent it through before, but my battery died on me.
Well, tell him he's never going to get through. Tell him all of our lines are busy.
All the lines are busy. Can I just send it through to Rochelle again? He won't let me send it through.
Why is this guy being a jerk?
All right, give me a 1-800 number, guys.
1-800-636-1067.
Here comes the phone, all right? Hold on, here it comes. Let's try it again, guys.
All right. Everybody's on a power trip. All right, this will be the last chance. This is Jim from Baltimore. Remember, he's at Nations Bank.
And he's sending the phone over to Corvette.
Hello? Now, this is always the time when you don't know if you've lost the patient or not. This is the toughest time to do this.
The phone may have been eaten by the security guard.
Now, it doesn't sound like it's coming back.
If you hear a...
Hello? We haven't gotten the click saying that it got disconnected either, though. Oh, there it is.
There's the click right there.
Hey, we got a winner, though. Yeah, we did get one. Now we got nothing but people on the phone waiting to do it, and now we're out of time.
That's right.
We got to do a break. That's the magic of Tube the Teller.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey, listen, give all these people on hold the same prize, please, Diana. That would be Derek, Chip, Kenny, Marty, Julie, and what's Allison? They all get the new CD, A Soap Opera Christmas, from RCA Records and our friends at BMG, courtesy of ABC Daytime. Hey, we got a break. We'll come right back. Look at this stack of DJ tapes.
Oh, man.
Some of our favorite bad DJ tapes.
Oh, including the Maze.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got the Maze. We got Bad Billy Warner. We got Patrick McBee. We got RJ, the DJ. Oh, we got some tapes of me. We got some tapes of Buzz Burbank. We got those screaming DJs on KFMB in San Diego.
Oh, this is great.
Listen, if you love bad radio like we, of course you love bad radio. You can listen to our show. We got some tapes. Next, stay with us, please.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area. Protect and serve. It's the Don and Mike Show.
We're back across America. Great radio stations like these. Jacksonville, North Carolina. WLAS. Cleveland, Ohio. 13. WERE. And Hot Talk. WHDK. In Rochester, New York. Hey, before we get to the bad DJ tapes, then Vinny the Elf and Buzz with News. We got a bank teller on one of these lines. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Well, hi. I listen to you on Hot Talk in Sacramento, California.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have not heard you talk too much about your program at McGee's on Monday. I want to know how to get a ticket.
Oh, I don't think you have to have a ticket to get in.
Is this the bank teller?
Hold on a second.
Mulva?
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mulva?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is the bank teller.
This is the bank teller. Hello.
What
can we do for you?
I have a customer out here that said that he can win something if you hear his phone going through the tube.
You should tell that customer he is S-O-L.
S-O-L?
You know, he's, you know, S-word out of luck. We don't have any contest.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing any such contest.
No, he's lying to you. You might want to have him arrested.
Call security. We think he's a threat.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
Yeah, it's your bank. I mean, you have to make that call.
Listen, let me see. He might be a guy that's given us some problem in the past. Is he a goofy-looking guy?
Yeah.
Does he have kind of a weird, smirky smile on his face?
Kinda. He has.
Oh, that's him.
That's him.
That's him. Call the cops.
Call the cops.
Call the cops right now.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Call the
Oh, dear. Ooh, and now let's talk about bad DJs, huh? Here is the bad DJ cavalcade of tapes.
Ooh, you coo, bootlip, bot, and boo, which means this group wails just for the fun of it.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals.
Yeah?
He's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite pattern. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand.
Dun-dun.
On your make-believe bandstand.
Well, we do this every once in a while just to goof on bad DJs.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. Some of these tapes are really highly entertaining and highly entertaining because they are bad.
Okay, number one on the bad DJ list today, here is RJ... the DJ. Nope. Hold on. That one's got to re-cue. Excuse me. We'll save RJ. How about we start with Patrick McBee?
Patrick McBee. he's a great start.
Okay. He's a good bad DJ.
Fire is a subject not taken lightly. That's why the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department wants you to join them at their annual open house. Learn about smoke detectors, escape plans, fire extinguishers, and many other ways to help prevent fire in your home. Fire is an equal opportunity destroyer. Don't let it visit you. This message brought to you by the Berkeley Springs Volunteer Fire Department and WCST, in touch with the community.
He sells it. He's rocking now. You're listening to the Patrick McBee Show.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set.
20 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. Now from the Super CST request line. From Patrick to Diane, Wilson Phillips, and hold on.
A little personal agenda there.
I know the pain.
Oh, he's rocking good, though. He must be picking his own music.
Why do you love you?
Another fantastic Friday afternoon on the CST. Whether in the office or car, turn the stereo up. Kick off your shoes and let's dance.
No, don't do that, Patrick.
All right, that's Patrick McBee. Patrick McBee.
He was such a bad DJ, we actually flew him in here to be on the show.
Yeah, we did. Next on the list, oh boy, you know, now it's getting hard to pick. Do we go to the Maze?
Mm-hmm.
Do we go to Bad Billy Warner?
Maze.
Do we go to the Indian DJ?
The Maze.
We got some tapes of me. We got some tapes of Buzz.
The Maze.
Maze. It's the maze you crave.
Oh, I crave the maze.
This is the maze you crave. It's the maze you get.
You are my kind.
Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Madonna. Hour 95 with the maze. Hi, who's this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Let me explain these tapes.
Yeah, this one has to be explained.
These tapes, these are how DJs get jobs.
Right.
If a DJ, if a DJ playing records wants to get a job in a new city, he has to tape his show and cut out the parts where the people sing, and it's called an air check.
Right.
And this is an air check we got. Please don't hold this against me, but for a while at the last station we worked at, I was the program director for a while, and whenever DJs would send in tapes because they wanted to be on the air staff, I would get the really bad ones and bring them in and play them on the radio. This is a tape that this guy sent, his best work, because he wanted to be a DJ in Washington.
And this segment that you're listening to right now, this is the Mays attempting to be a stud.
Right. Because you know how DJs are always trolling on the request lines.
Right.
And this is a particularly gross part of the tape.
Very unbelievable.
Have I had fun with you in the last month?
It'll make you nauseous.
That narrows it down to 1,000.
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
Many times.
I don't recognize the voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
Hello.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
Oh, stud.
Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Just making up all these names.
Oh, sure.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
Gross.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
No.
Thanks, Mom. 95 with Mays getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on. Grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running in as fast as they can because they're crazy about a just-dressed man. Easy top and high class from Power 95.
All right, one more break with the Mays. One more.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Mays Patrol lines open, 381-14.
Mays Patrol. Mays Patrol open.
That's a large group of people.
Now, here's the RJ the DJ, bad DJ tape.
96.7 FM, WCEI. Kenny Loggins, the new release for him, The Real Thing, or how I like to say, The Real Thang. 223 with your favorite liner card reading DJ, Rick Johnson, coming up musical on the way from Earth, Wind, and Finder, Fire. I can't talk. Genesis, Peter Walker in the All-Stars, and much more. It's time for me to wake up. WCEI. Hi, everybody. Mostly cloudy with fog overnight, low of 50. Foggy and partly cloudy today, high of 70. Right now it's 51 at 96.7 FM.
WCEI, WCEI.
Bad DJs from across America. We'll let RJ go one more break.
WCEI.
One more break with RJ. The DJ.
96.7 FM, WCEI, playing the better variety from yesterday and today. 2:34 with Rick Johnson. Music on the way from Mr. Big. Gary Puckett ends the Union Gap and much more. And yes, Don G, I have my own bell. It's Lighthouse from 71. One fine morning, 96.7 FM, WCEI.
Yeah, good tape. Good tape. Now, next on the bad DJ tape extravaganza, here's a tape we got from someone. When we were on in Buffalo, Buffalo, of course, is very close to Canada. Mm-hmm. And some guy had gone to Canada and taped an Indian DJ. At least we thought he was from Canada. Then we later found out that it was an Indian reservation on the west coast of the United States.
You know, we never, I think, have really narrowed down exactly where this is. But this is a mystery tape, but it's really one of our favorites.
It's an Indian DJ. Won't you please welcome Ernie K. Scar. On Rocket 99.
Rocket 99. Rocking the restoration.
In stereo.
Bear right here.
up Bernard on the street, 30 on the reservation with Ernie Starr. Good morning, here's some easy DC to get your day started. All right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scar with you this morning. How you doing? Reservation time to get up and get at them. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Reservation weather.
As a matter of fact, 30% chance of rain today.
Listen to the background music.
6 low overnight tonight of 0. Frost. Cover up to stinkweed. Winds west today, 37, gusting to 55, 40% chance of showers.
Cover your stinkweed.
Tonight, the weekend's going to be cloudy and cool. Stay in and stay warm today if you can. 6 degrees right now.
Are you ever bothered by itchy feet? This order in your moccasins? Well, no problem. This is Ernie Cat Face for Dr. Shaw's foot powder. And you can get your very own foot powder right at the Brock General Store. Sprinkle a little bit in the moccasin and rubs out the gribbles in there.
The gribbles,
for a couple of days. Once again, no problem. There's a big sale on it. And you can pick yours up for only $14.99 a bottle at the Brockett General Store, 14th Avenue South, down by the Big Teepee.
Down by the Big Teepee.
Right.
Ernie K. Scar.
He's okay. Great.
Next on the Bad DJ Tapes, the bad DJ who started it all.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Billy Warner, the Dean. This guy's the worst. He's the absolute worst.
And he requires no explanation.
Del Marver's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach. Excuse me, watch you play.
Yeah!
Yeah, 93.5 The Beach, G and FNR. From Terminator 2 and Major Illusion 2, which at this point just keeps going farther and farther down the road before it's ever going to be released, Axel is involved in a confrontation, it seems, on an almost hourly basis.
Man, listen, you got to know this guy. This guy doesn't really talk like this all the time.
G-F-N-R. You think he's like this when he's at home? Thanksgiving dinner.
Pass the potato. Hello, Domino's. I'd like a large pepperoni, please.
Who was involved with an incident when they played at the Capitol Center, I'm sure. Everything you think of, too. It'll be a brand new story, a brand new adventure, as the Guns N' Roses rock and roll soap opera continues.
Soap opera.
We'll keep you posting. It's the least we can do. To get you up and over the hump on Wednesday, join us for our South of the Border night coming up at Kelly's Restaurant and Bar, located on Rehoboth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. Come for the fiesta. Those properly clad in true Mexican attire could walk away with some extra special freebies. Tequila slammer shooters or a
special freebies.
Buck and a quarter, no second.
God, he's so bad.
We're broadcasting live and handing out lots of freebies. Drop on by Kelly's Wednesday night for a South of the Border party.
Just because the sun is...
All right, one more bad Billy. One more elongated break. Oh, we still got plenty to go to.
Del Marver's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach, cranking out the best in new and classic rock. Monday night, rock and roll party, Queen from Innuendo.
Monday night.
Rocking back to the Brown Bomber with Led Zeppelin. And it was yesterday, in 1968,
yesterday,
the Yardbirds broke up, which led to the formation, short though it was, of the New Yardbirds, which was done basically just to fulfill some contractual and some show date obligations. That, in turn, Led to Led Zeppelin. Your Daily Dose coming up tonight, just a couple of ticks after 10. Also, tonight we'll once again start another week.
Ticks after 10.
Through WZBH's Best Bands on the Beach CD.
You're just a
Monday through Friday.
Get ghosted.
7:05. A Monday night tradition also, the Beach Baby Bikini Contest again tonight at the Playpen, 68th Street Bayside in Ocean City. $400 in cash and prizes.
That's right.
And indeed some of the slickest, some of the most silicone shapes on the shore. All these people on stage and off as judges. So drop on by. Corey the Kid will be emceeing a $400 Beach Baby Bikini Contest out at the Playpen, 68th Street Bayside, Ocean City. So.
That's all we got from Bad Billy Warner. All right, now, let's see. How about our own Buzz Burbank?
We don't have time for that.
Oh, we got time to hear some Buzz. Buzz Burbank, before he came to work with us, when he was a morning DJ.
Hoping for good weather you're going to get at sunny skies today.
That's not Buzz. That's his wacky female sidekick.
55 and then tomorrow, mostly sunny. 80.
What was her name? Kathy Lee?
Lovely degrees. No. Right now, it's partly clear and 67 outside our Schenectady studio.
And time for today's top five list. So here they are, Chris. The top five things overheard at a nudist park.
Is this like nudist camp weekend or something?
This past weekend was National Nude Weekend. There's been some confusion about it, but fortunately there was a lot of publicity surrounding the event.
Uh-huh.
So this past weekend, we now know, was National Take Your Clothes Off Weekend.
Right. And you did some research, Mike?
Well, we have spies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, we wondered with this National Nude Weekend, what would people be talking about?
Yeah,
what would be,
sure.
Well,
God, did we save you, Buzz. God, did we save you. We brought the real Buzz out.
These would be the top five things overheard at a nudist park. Number five, who's the dorky DJ? Number four, looks like Demi's due any day now.
Oh, not a pretty picture.
Number three, the guy with the big shirt is Ted Kennedy.
Nice legs, Teddy.
Number two, say, isn't that Ernie Tatro?
No, I think it's Tracy.
And the number one thing overheard at a nudist park.
What would that be, Mike?
Are we having shish kebab tonight? Or are you just glad to see me? And there you go.
My favorite punchline of all time.
Oh, it's one you never get tired of it.
Oh, you never do.
8:39.
Can't hear it enough.
21 minutes before 9. Super hit all these show FM. There's more postal news. They're planning to unveil a commemorative stamp.
Yeah, I was looking through my stuff the other day trying to find an old tape. I just couldn't find it.
And funny, we have tapes, everybody except you, Mike.
Yeah, I couldn't find them, Don. I think the rats have eaten them.
Hey, here's some great screaming DJs. These guys are so bad. This is from radio station KFMB in San Diego. Listen to these morons.
Talking about B100 FM. Once we get started, we may just never stop. Go get them, fuck!
Chugger is going to be here to tantalize yourself for the next hour here on B100 FM. Good to see you, man. Hey, good. Hey, thank you.
How about
which one of these damn buttons do I push next?
Oh, there you go. I was being very, very outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
Which one of these damn buttons do I press next?
And that's a bunch of DJs, like, all together, which is like they're packs. And when they travel in packs, they're even worse than when they're individuals.
And I was very influenced by that kind of radio when I first got into radio. Here's a tape of me from 18 years ago. Now listen, I was pushing my voice. I was 15 years old, for goodness sakes.
Hey, well, here I am, hauling oats to Sarah to my help, or I will kick your dainty little face in 709 on Thursday night. This is Big Don Geronimo, your chance to win a blue 128 Frisbee in Summer Story. Coming up in moments, hang on for the touchstone of your chance to win tonight.
In between.
screaming my head off, loud as I can.
It is 7-11 with Big Donovan Thursday night. 82 degrees right now. Cloudy overnight, low 62. Tomorrow, cloudy and hot, chance of showers and thunderstorms. There's nothing crazy, girls. It is 7:15.
Are you implying that I fart from the back of my throat?
No, I just look at Santa Grace's blue, the wedding summit or whatever it is. I am down to animal. I'm the entertaining big dance. Open up the moment. This is toll free. 729-331-336-1345-733-1280.
All right, let's get to Tommy Gavin now.
Tommy Gavin, the Silver Day Dragon.
All right, stop that. You know, you got to bring in one of your tapes, Mike, so you can join the fun here.
Mine are boring. Mine are really dull.
And then here is the best bad DJ tape we've ever had. Maybe I just say that because it's the newest and it's the freshest.
Well, he's so close to us. So he's really, of all the bad DJs we've played, you know, this one is really, this is the guy we have a relationship with.
Tom Gavin. Tight. Man, he runs a tight board.
Yeah, thanks for letting me there, guys. This is 94.5 FM, Fairfax, Virginia, and Fan 37 and Warner 27. And thanks, Cheryl, out there, Warner Cable. Anybody out there want to call me back? Call me at 560-8255.
Hey, guys.
560-8255.
Tom?
Hit the button, Tom.
Tom.
Tommy, press the big button.
Come on, Tom. You can do it.
Tom.
There he is.
I am for the people out there who want a cable.
Volume's too high, Tom.
He just gave up on that break. Hi, dear guys. You're listening to Tom Gavin. Here's Tom. Tommy.
Come on, Tom. Talk now.
Tom. Tommy.
Tom. Tom. On the bank of the river, stood right in there. We call that a segue in the business.
What the hell is this on? You're on, Tom.
Tom.
Tommy Gavin.
4.5 FM Cable FM. Hey. Fan 37 and Warner Cable. Thanks, everybody, right there. Quarter of four, guys. Need some people to call me right there. Call me at 562-8255. Got another PSA.
That's the door.
You're listening to WCFS 94.5.
Tommy, come on, Tom. Tom?
What's that?
It's a new part of the tape we've never heard before. Oh, this is when he talks about the Guns N' Roses album, The Spaghetti Insulin. The name of the album is Spaghetti Incident.
Boy.
Smack it on there. Smack it on that. Guns N' Roses.
See,
thanks. Everyone up at Teen Center? Are y'all listening out there, everybody out there? Call me at 560-8255. 560-8255. Thanks a lot for the guys out there at the Teen Center. We had a Battle of the Bands Saturday. That went awesome. That went awesome.
Awesome.
That went awesome. I was supposed to have some guys from that Battle of the Bands coming out to, out here to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did they get lost or something? We have another Guns N' Roses, Black Leather.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Vinny the Elf.
That's also from Guns N' Roses, Black Leather. That's off the Spaghetti Insulin.
There he is. That's Tommy Gavin.
Yeah.
He's the best of the worst.
All right. He's A number one. He's our favorite D-double-E-J-A-Y. We have to break for commercials. Oh, we forgot to play the tapes of the program director yelling at us.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother.
Just a guy that was really our program director for a while.
Yeah, somebody named Smokey Rivers. Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale, like Madonna, you know?
Mm.
I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head. Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
Smokey Rivers.
Yeah.
We will not miss him.
Wonderful guy. Wonderful one.
Where's my peppered vodka?
Same guy that actually made an announcement on the radio station for people that were having trouble receiving the signal and got on and said, if you're having trouble receiving WAVA, give us a call.
So what he didn't realize is if people were having trouble receiving the station, they couldn't hear the announcement in the first place.
That's incredibly stupid, Smokey.
We'll be right back. Vinny the Elf. Listen, we're running short on time. I don't know. Vinny's got a very hectic schedule. So get the kids to the phone right now.
Get the instruments.
If they want to talk to one of Santa's elves, here's our phone number. 1-800-636-1067. As I mentioned, he smells of sex. We'll be right back.
Radio gods.
Kids for the British show and
tell. Don and Mike.
Time's running out. There are only 11 more shopping days until Christmas, but more important, we're just 2 days away from giving two of our listeners Kenwood portable CD players from Circuit City.
It's the Circuit City Toys for Boys promotion. You can win the Kenwood portable CD player that we've been talking about simply by being a contestant on the Don and Mike show. This Friday, we're going to draw one name from those of you who have entered the Toys for Boys display at Circuit City and another name from those of you who have qualified on our show. This is a great prize because with the Kenwood portable CD player, you can listen to your favorite CDs anywhere
because the rechargeable batteries last a long time.
Toll booth man.
And they fully recharge in only 2 hours.
But the feature that Mike likes best is the digital anti-shock system that virtually eliminates skipping.
Yeah, like the live setting that simulates a live concert by adding delay and reverb.
Are you reading the same copy as me?
That's the copy I got.
That's the copy I got. They're different. They're different copy, Diana.
Okay.
Well, never mind. Time's over anyway.
That's right, yeah.
Listen to the Don and Mike show for your chance to win from Kenwood, makers of the best CD players in the world, and Circuit City,
where service is state of the art.
106.7 FM, 1300 AM, Washington and Baltimore's Superstation.
Use a lot of filthy language. That's the only way to get kids' attention these days.
Okay. 18 until 7, here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Inbound 66, heavy tonight from Sycamore Street over to Roslyn. Eastbound 66, had an accident at the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's been cleared, but we have some lingering delays as a result. Wilson Bridge all cleared out on both the inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway. Southbound 395 is cleared out as well. That accident on the outer loop of the Beltway... cleared. No delays right now on the inner loop of the Beltway getting from River Road over to the 270 spur. Southbound 270 is a little bit heavy now trying to get onto the outer loop. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
WJFK. Bit laden with wacky topicality. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Vincent the Elf is here, ready to talk to little kids about Santa Claus. But before we bring Vincent, I'm reading a fax here that troubles me. I think this. I don't mean to have this be. Let's jump on the station in Reno again and give them a hard time. But it sounds like they were when we cut a bunch of stuff in the studio.
Yeah.
Before we made our appearance in Reno here.
Sure. Little promotional announcements talking about our arrival.
Right. And quite a few times we have bad takes where we use profanity or where we say something we shouldn't say. And for the most part, they get the tape and we say, leave out the bad stuff and
right.
Just put together your own promos.
Yeah, we kind of control that in-house.
Well, apparently, a tape went out there and, what does it say? Don, I have to write and express my disappointment about your promo on KPLY in Reno. In the promo for your upcoming show at the El Dorado, Don says, Jesus, and then another word, and then Christ. There's a word in between Jesus and Christ. See if you can guess what the word is. And the word is partially beeped out. And they're running it. They are running it on the air.
Oh, my.
See, we send you those tapes, you dummies, so, like, you can have a Christmas party and play the tapes like wacky outtakes at a Christmas party.
If we put those in there, we do not want you to air them. That's the whole idea, you see.
I mean, I got to agree with this guy. It's unacceptable. It's not only not funny, it's one of the most disrespectful things that you do. Listen, I agree. I didn't say Jesus, you know what, Christ, so that would be put on a promo reel for a radio station.
So for all the guys at K-Play, take that off, please.
Okay? All right. But then, listen, I don't need a lecture here, Jim Conway. I'm so tired of hearing this. You guys are funny, and you don't have to hit the gutter for a quick laugh. It's really in poor taste. Blah, blah, blah. I should let it ride, but those three words should never be spoken under any circumstances. Blah, blah, blah. Not to mention played over and over again. Well, I would agree with you there. So, Diana, will you please check into that situation? And maybe we should send a memo to all of our stations that when we do cut liners for you, if we happen to use our Lord Jesus Christ's name in vain,
right,
cut it out.
And Charlie Broyhill, you know the stuff we want going out and the stuff we don't want going out, don't you? Don't you, pal? Buddy?
I think that we may have done one, and then because it was the last one, said something like that, then said, oh, let him run that.
Yeah.
And we may have walked out of the studio.
Of course, you, Charlie, and myself, we are all as one when we do those promos. We think we all have the same brain, so
I guess we don't.
You know, he will assume that something doesn't want to go
out. Hey, Charlie?
I just want to make sure that he knows that for the future. I think that one, though, we kind of were sending out as a joke.
Yeah. You know? Charlie, did you send that one out?
I guess I did, but I take out everything you tell me to take out.
Everything we tell you to take out.
Right.
You never just assume that we assume you're assuming that you want us to take it out.
Exactly. I don't assume.
Here's the question, though.
Okay.
Why would the guys at the radio station, I mean, take Charles Broyhill out of it.
Absolutely.
Why would the guys at the radio station get that reel and then run that on their air? And did you beep out?
I didn't beep anything.
Guys, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't run that.
Yeah, please don't run that.
Jesus, don't run that. Okay? All right. And Jim Conway, I never want to get another fax from you, okay?
Consider it a dead issue.
You tight ass. Okay, come on in, Vince. Now I'm ready for Vince. Come on in, Vinny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what kind of shape are you in, Vince? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vinny the Elf, Vincent, Vincenzo. You smell a contract with you that says once a week you'll come on the show, you'll wear the elf suit. You're not wearing your elf suit, you're wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah, the elf suit got discarded. I didn't wear it. Vinny, the handsome ten years ago. Yeah. Just for a second.
Turn the music off for a second. Thank you.
I'm a little drunk.
Oh, Vince.
I had a little problem getting to the station.
Did you drink and drive?
I had to take a cab.
Oh, you took a cab. Okay, good. I'm glad that you... Where have you been, Vinny?
I had a little problem.
Listen, does Santa know that you act like this?
I had a little problem with a bottle of vodka.
With vodka? What's the problem, Vinny?
A problem with a bottle of vodka that I drank. This problem started at approximately 10 in the morning.
Vince, are you still going to the meetings?
No.
What happened to AA?
Through the meetings.
Oh, Vince.
Through the meetings. I'm not going to the meetings. Everybody, can I tell you something, Don Geronimo?
Sure, go ahead, Vince.
Can I tell you what Christmas means to me?
Can you tell what?
Can I tell you what Christmas means to me?
What does Christmas mean to you, Vinny?
Christmas means anybody can go out and play except for Vinny. And that changed today.
Vince, listen.
That changed today, Don.
You see this? This is a contract. This has your name on it.
Don't show me.
It says today, December 14th, you will appear in your elf suit.
No.
You will talk to little kids. You will be Santa's elf.
I'm here, Ronnie. I made it here.
Can you keep it together?
Vinny has had a couple of screwdrivers. And Vinny will do his very best to be Santa's elf and talk to his kids.
And you smell of sex. Have you had sex?
I've had sex.
How many women do you have sex with today?
Sex.
How many women do you have sex with today, Vince?
Lots of women.
How many?
Big pile of them. Big pile of ladies. I really had sex today. I'm so wasted. I don't think I can do it. I don't think Vince can read.
Come on, try it. Try it, Vince. Hello.
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 Who's this, please?
This is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Do you have your kids there?
Yes, I do. They're right here.
Listen, I want to warn you that that Vince is he's out there today.
Yeah.
But we think you'll be able to get it together. So now let's welcome.
Oh,
let's welcome. I see your kids' names here, Katie and Harry.
Katie and Harry, yes.
Katie and Harry. Oh, Vince.
Oh,
Vinny.
Oh, yourself.
Okay, come on, guys. Come on.
Can you get it together, please, Vince?
Okay.
This should be
a
touching moment for all of us.
There's my mini bells, mini bells.
Hello.
Mini bells, mini bells.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, kids.
Hello.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. Hi. Who's this?
What's your name?
What? Huh?
Your name?
My name is Vinny DL.
His name is Vinny
DL. I'm Vinny DL. What's your name, little boy? What's your name?
His name's Harry.
Huh?
His name is Harry, Vince.
I'll talk to one kid and two.
There's two. It's Katie and Harry.
Katie, hello, Katie. Hello, Harry. My name is Vinny the Elf, and I'm Santa's elf. What do you want for Christmas?
I'm getting Halloween.
No, no, don't talk both at once. Hey. Don't talk at the same time. Okay. Don't talk at the same time. Which one you just want to tell Vinny what he wants for Christmas first?
How about Katie?
Katie, will you tell Vinny what you want for Christmas?
Power Rangers.
I guarantee you'll get it, okay? Put your brother on.
That would be Harry.
Harry. Put Harry on. My regards to Harry.
I'm going to sleep, Power Rangers.
What?
I'm going to sleep, Power Rangers.
You are Power Rangers like your sister? Okay.
I'm going to sleep with.
Santa Claus will bring it to you.
You're pathetic, Vince.
Oh, hey.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic right here.
Don't you go whipping that out now.
Okay, Harry. Merry Christmas. Have you been good? Harry? Have you been good to Vinny? Nobody's good to Vinny.
Oh, Vinny, don't cry now.
Nobody's good to Vinny.
Hey, Meg, are you there?
Yeah.
Meg? I'm sorry your kids had to be subjected. Happy holidays.
Quite all right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, don't do it in here.
I think I'm going to
throw up. Oh, Vinny, don't do it in here. Swallow, Vinny. Swallow it. Swallow it back. Choke it back, Vinny.
Okay. Finish it up.
Okay. One more kid?
Yeah, this room, the room is spinning.
All right, let's go to Reno. Hello, is this Doug?
Yes, it is.
Doug, do you have your children there?
Yes, I do.
And what
children,
are
there? More than one kid again.
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Three kids.
You're trying to tell me three kids? God, I can't talk to three kids. Why are you giving me three? I just want to talk to one, just the one kid. I'll talk to three. What are your names?
Hold on a second.
Don't tell me the name. Yeah, have the kids do it.
They're listening to
Chinese.
Vinny.
It is. Hey.
Come on, now be nice, Vinny.
Okay, hi. What's your name?
Hey.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Well, I say Chinese, right? What is your name?
Lisa.
Have you been a good girl?
Yeah.
And what would you like for Christmas from Santa Claus?
Huh?
What would you like for Christmas from Santa Claus? Tell Vinny what you would like for Christmas, please. Please. Vinny's not feeling good. Lisa?
Hello, Lisa?
Lisa?
Yeah?
Can you tell Vinny what you want for Christmas?
She's on.
And a puppy.
Oh. We'll get a puppy real soon. A nice, big, hairy puppy. Okay, put your brother on or your sister or whatever it is. You're going to get a big, hairy puppy. Big, hairy puppy for Christmas. Is that it?
Santa's elf.
Yeah, I'm Santa's elf, all right. Santa's underpaid, overworked, alcoholic elf. What do you want?
I want a puppy and
what?
I need a dog.
You're going to get a big hairy puppy. I told you you're going to get a big hairy puppy.
Okay,
don't
kids.
Don't make me repeat myself.
Kids, happy holidays.
Listen to me, for God's sake, you never listen to me.
Happy holidays, kids.
Happy holidays.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho, yeah.
Okay, bye.
Everybody drink this up, Vinny.
Bye.
Not today, boy.
Bye.
Not today. Vinny, celebrate your Christmas today.
I'm
not a present. God, you're screaming at me, kid. What? Okay, you want a big hairy puppy for Christmas, right? You want a big hairy puppy?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to get it. I guarantee it, okay? Go tell your father. Okay? Merry Christmas.
Bye, kids.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
Too.
Yes. Okay. Aww, yeah.
Very sweet. Bye, kids.
Bye. I'm Santa.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Want to
talk to my brother and sister?
Okay. Aww. Real quick. Come on, real quick.
My brother's last name
is
Noah.
What?
My brother's
name is Noah. Mumbo Mao.
Oh, no, Vinny, don't start slamming the Asians.
I'm sorry.
My daddy is...
Yeah.
That's
this. Mommy is Angela. Okay, give me the whole family tree. Okay. Yeah, Chinese. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas to your whole family.
Bye, bye, kids.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Bye. You wolf.
Yeah, you what? Hey. Hey.
Betty, don't get mad.
What's that?
That's
fine. Okay. Never too young to be smart.
Okay, bye, kids.
Don't lip off to Benny.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Merry Christmas.
Hang up, kids.
Goodbye, kids.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Merry Christmas.
And do all a good night.
There she goes.
Bye, kids. Bye. Well, Vince, you obviously are in no condition to fulfill your duties.
I want
to
go home.
Okay, you can go home now.
Jeez, I'll be better next time, God. I swear to God, I didn't mean to drink the vodka. I swear to God, I ain't doing it.
Well, I got to say, I've never seen him like that.
Yeah, he was out of control.
Smelled offensive.
Oh, that was awful.
This will say that. Here we go.
Hello, my friends. This is Julio Iglesias wishing all of you happy holidays and a great, great...
You got it, Julio. All right. Great new year to you, too.
That's good. Way to put a good spin on it.
Smells like booze and sex in here. And elf cheese. We'll be right back. You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He's sharing... How are you?
WKK. 10 little letters that make you feel better. D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E.
Well, once again, we've gone past our allotted time. That doesn't mean we just got too much show. We will push on. There's the toe tap and touch tones. Like a little sperm swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's your cue to call in and win right now. I've got some stuff for you. If you're caller 100, use the DJ phones. 1-800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Call in to win, as is our want. We'll take call 100. And good luck to you.
All right.
Now, in the last look at the day's news, here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Three people are reported dead in a fiery plane crash in Fresno, California. A National Guard Learjet crashed into an apartment building. Reports say the pilot died, along with someone in the building, and a third victim in a car. About 20 people are said to be seriously injured. Firefighters and paramedics are searching for other survivors, something they say is difficult because the building is so badly damaged. Witnesses say the small jet was apparently trying to land on a street when it hit the building. The building is about a mile from the airport. The feds say they plan to set tougher standards for commuter aircraft. That from Transportation Secretary Frederico Pena speaking today in North Carolina, where an American Eagle commuter plane crashed last night. 15 people died in that crash. Investigators say they don't know what caused it. But on this morning's Today Show, a spokesman for the National Transportation Safety Board said the commuter planes are as safe as the big ones.
The safety record for these airlines is comparable to that enjoyed by the majors, and both are very good.
For the most part, people just aren't buying train tickets anymore. That's one of the reasons Amtrak says it's cutting back service by a whopping 21%. The trains will run less often to fewer places. The cutback also means the elimination of 5,500 jobs, including 600 management positions. Altogether, the cutbacks will save Amtrak some $360 million a year. A student shot in a hostage standoff is in surgery right now. Two students were hurt when they tackled a man who'd taken 35 other students hostage this morning in Albany. The man was screaming something about government experiments as he was dragged away by police. The gunman's since been identified as a psychology major from Schenectady. Michigan lawmakers won't be passing a permanent ban on assisted suicide this year. They gave up on the issue today for a lack of votes. But it's now unclear whether assisted suicide in Michigan is or isn't legal. Last year, the lawmakers there passed a temporary ban on the practice. But yesterday, the state Supreme Court upheld the temporary ban, which may have already expired. All this legal wrangling is aimed, of course, at one man, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, who says he'll take the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court if he has to. While other folks are sending their wish list to Santa, Republicans are sending their wish list to President Clinton. The president will be on TV tomorrow night. Republicans Bob Dole and Newt Gingrich have sent Mr. Clinton a letter asking him to do the following in that speech. Commit himself to tax relief for working families and matching it to cuts in spending. Endorse the balanced budget amendment. Outline a plan to end welfare as we know it. And to restrict U.S. participation in United Nations peacekeeping operations. Well, never mind the sleigh. This Santa just fell off the wagon. That story in sports next. This buzzcast brought to you by Georgetown Park Mall. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the baseball owners meet in Chicago tomorrow to slap a salary cap on the players. That, after talks between the two sides, broke off today just outside New York City. The government siding with the baseball players in another dispute. The National Labor Relations Board is issuing two complaints of unfair labor practices against the owners. The owners failed to make a promised $8 million payment into the players' benefit fund back in August. The two sides in the hockey dispute are expected to meet later this week in New York. Lawyers for the two sides met informally today to set the stage. The Indianapolis Colts say they'll start Jim Harbaugh quarterback this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Don Majkowski replaced Harbaugh after the Colts lost to Washington 41-27 8 weeks ago. Finally, we like our Santas jolly, but not too jolly. Take Graham Webb, for instance. Graham is a part-time actor who landed a temporary job with the Badri Boutique in Southampton, England. The job was simple. Sit in the store's big display window, dressed as Father Christmas, and smile and wave at all the nice people for 4 days. But on the third day, Graham Webb had a little too much Christmas cheer, like Vinny, and when he tried to stand up, padded with pillows, he fell forward, head first, through the big plate glass window.
Oh, my.
Graham, who says he was loose as a goose at the time, wasn't hurt. That's the blessing, I guess, that comes with being Santa Claus. The pillows and liquor probably didn't hurt either. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Donna Night Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Are we going to have this argument again?
Not a long enough day.
Will you please get in your car and go home, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay, now that that's been solved, get the toes have a touch. Get call 100, and it's you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Cool. Hi, guys.
Hello. Who? What do we got here? Who is this?
This is Freddy Krueger.
What's your real name, sir?
Mike Mitchell.
Mike, where are you calling from?
From Columbia.
Okay, Mike, you're scaring me. Got some stuff for you. You've won a cool hat featuring the Leatherheads, those adorable animated footballs from MGM and ABC's Monday Night Football.
Cool.
But wait, there's more. You've won a fantasy football game. Great gridiron action in your own home. Games are available nationwide at Toys R Us, JCPenney, and Berdine's. Call 800-292-7676 for a retailer near you. Congratulations. You've won a month of cash, 5 plays from the Virginia Lottery. 16 chances to win $100,000. You're eligible for the grand prize, the Virginia Lottery's Holiday Sampler, filled with an assortment of instant lottery tickets, cash 5 drawings, and a Lotto by Mail subscription. We'll draw the winner on December 19th. But wait, there's more. You've also won a case of Diet Coke.
Oh,
yeah. The official liquid refreshment of the Don and Mike Show. Right on. It's delicious pop.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Uh-huh, all right.
Hold on a second.
Hey.
Check that crawl space. Gotta go. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Tomorrow on the program, a slightly truncated version. We'll be here like we always are to start the show every day at 3 o'clock East Coast time. That'll be 12 noon on the West Coast. And then we're leaving a couple hours into the show so we can catch our plane out to Reno. But tomorrow when we do play the tapes, I think that... Charlie, wait, what'd you select? The first big lie? The
best big lie ever.
The best big lie of all time.
All right.
That'll be tomorrow on the tapes. And then Friday we'll be live from Reno and Monday live from the Big Sap.
It's going to be a great week.
So tomorrow will be getaway day. We'll see you then. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauty of Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's it. We got to... We got to go, Diane. Are you ready to throw your hat in the air?
Yeah.
Here she is. Hey, did you call the station in Reno?
Yeah, I left a message. They know.
Would you talk to someone, too?
Yeah, no,
would you explain to them how stupid that is?
I will call them.
Would you explain to them that we send them those tapes because it's our way of sharing some backstage laughs? And, you know, and if by chance I should happen to use the Lord's name in vain, don't put it on a promo! Okay?
Okay.
Please, how stupid are those people, really?
I'll explain.
I'm serious. And if that GM has a cowboy hat on when we meet him, I swear to God I'm going to kill him. If he comes up with a big toothy grin, he's got a string tie and a cowboy hat.
Howdy, John. Welcome to the Wild West.
I'm just going to kill him. Okay, let's go. All right, throw your hat. You might just make it after all.
Now,
what now?
Always leave them wanting more.
Oh, okay. Let's go. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Hey, Tom, B1, be on your show.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
Good. Best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time with that by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long. I have to admit.
Adventures in Dixland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No
points,
no rock, no information. Come on, let's chatter. We're your station.
Service and selection. Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
He's dropped off hot coffee.
Everybody wants to give him coffee.
Wouldn't it be a shame if I dropped this bag?
Well, you can leave it. I don't see why they can't have hot coffee.
Yeah, give him some coffee.
People want to bring it by.
Sure.
Hey, you can tell them they can do their exercises now.
Oh, yeah, if the young guy wants to do his jumping jacks.
Sir, Donna might say that might help you stay warm if you did some of your exercises now. Some jumping jacks might be nice.
Whoops. Thank you.
So go ahead and do your jumping jacks.
All right. Man, is it windy. I just saw a newspaper blow out there.
All right, they're going to do some exercises now.
All right, loosen up there, fellas.
All right, there we go.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out.
This really looks good. You do the hokey pokey.
I don't know if you can hear the crunching of the ice here, but...
Do they feel like it's helping them to do these jumping jacks, Robbie?
Do you think this is helping you, the exercise?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think I finally found someone with worse athletic form than myself.
I think it's a contest. I don't think that they're the winner.
Let's see. Did you want to do some push-ups or some sit-ups?
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, big guy, get out of my face.
Keeping my hands warm.
They can sit down again, Rob.
Have a seat. You've done well.
You've done well. Hey, Rob, tell them that they have 37 minutes to go.
Okay, good news, guys. 37 minutes to go.
Oh, great.
The cheers, the thrills. I wish you could see it.
Oh, they look happy.
They do. They're all smiles.
Now, how old is the guy who has the kids? We found out the other guy's 20. How old is the guy with the kids?
Now, sir, how old are you?
I'm 47.
He's 47.
Are they starting to hallucinate or anything like that? That took about 20 seconds for him to answer that question.
Here comes someone else with coffee for these guys.
No, this is what it looks like, hot chocolate.
Well, now, who's this guy? Interview this guy.
What's your name, sir?
Scott Smith.
And your thoughts on these guys?
Glad it's not me.
The young guy. Come to you?
I wouldn't use the word nails. Another word comes to mind that can't go out on the radio.
Well, there you go. His thoughts exactly.
Dumb as S.
The coffee and the hot chocolate, a much more popular item than the Slurpee right now. That's just my thought on the food.
Now, the young guy has put down his cocoa or his coffee. Is
Is he not interested in drinking anything?
He is really shaking.
Oh, no, he's up again. And look at, man, he is... I can't tell you the last time or place I saw skin that pink.
Yeah, that is nasty.
It looks like he's about to do the dance. I think...
I bet you could.
The older guy's kids look like they've headed back to the car.
Man, that is tender and that is pink.
I think they have...
That looks like a steak that's not quite done. As it looks like out there. It makes me think of that movie Alive.
The good taste of beef. It's what's for dinner.
All right, Robbie, give us your standard sign-off, and we'll check back with you the next break.
Okay, live from outside in front of the...
All right. Still a thrill cutting him off halfway in mid-sentence. We've got two guys out front of the station in 20-degree below wind chill doing it just because they want some money.
Isn't that great? That's what America's all about, Don.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Now more with the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, big indeed.
Well, thanks for listening. All right, wherever you are, hey. Well, you just got a bulletin, hey, from Ken Stevens, Prozac addict. General manager and one of the Infinity Broadcasting good guys.
Oh, yes, if you call them good guys.
Today is one of the few days that Ken is actually here.
Yeah, we're usually not used to having Ken on the premises.
He's here in the Don and Mike building, and apparently he's looked out the window of his ivory-covered tower, and he saw these two numbnuts sitting outside.
Yeah.
And apparently, even though they've signed a waiver, Ken really not concerned for their safety, more concerned with the fact that, you know, it could mean... another lawsuit for Infinity Broadcasting.
As, Don, the sun begins to finally go behind the building.
Yeah. Well, now it's become a waiting game between us and the guys out there and Ken to see if Ken's going to allow them to stay out for the full 60 minutes. Let's go to our boy in the snow, Rabe. Rabe, what happened to the guy with the trumpet?
The guy in the trumpet is standing by.
Now, why did he bring a trumpet by?
He said he wants to play tap.
Oh, my God. Well, beautiful. Yeah, let him do it.
All right, one second. Let me go get him.
Bring him over.
The most recent development in the commercials was, how long have we been out here, and we don't think we're going to make it. So, I don't know. I think the guys are almost done for
it. Now, is
it
the young guy or the old guy that's ready to bag it?
Both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him during the break. There's no surprise there.
So you're ready to pack it in, sir?
Yes, I will.
He will.
God,
God.
He will.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm surprised from him.
Mm-hmm. What about the old guy, Rob?
Sir, are you going to pack it in as well?
We talked him going in, yeah.
That's two of them.
Oh, well, I guess now would be the time to hear taps, then.
All right, play taps and bring them in, then. Yeah. Bring them in, then.
Walk them in slowly as taps plays in the background.
Now, this is a real guy really playing taps?
He's from a service band, he said. He doesn't want to give his name, but this is really what he does.
Well, listen, bring them and the guy playing the trumpet in through the station.
Oh, a parade.
Bring them back to Ken's office first.
Okay. Yeah, playing taps. Go ahead, Robbie.
All right.
And let each of them meet Ken Stevens. All right, they're coming inside now. For those of you that were perhaps wagering on this event, The guys lasted 32 minutes and 50 seconds outside.
That's good.
Let's still give them a round of applause.
And I can't think of more appropriate music, Don, for this.
What's even better is that it's not a tape. It's some guy who really brought his bugle down.
And he's freezing, too.
All right, now they're coming inside.
The lips will freeze to the bugle, so they're making their way in.
All right, now let's see. Hello, Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where are you guys at?
I've had some trouble on the ice. We're just getting in the lobby now.
They had trouble because their legs can't move.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
All right, here they come inside now. Now, remember, start up the taps again and take them right down to Kenny's office.
Keep playing if you would, sir. Yeah, we're having a parade.
Okay. I can't wait to hear that reverberate through the halls of the radio station.
They don't look too bad.
I'd like to take a close look at them.
They look nice and pink.
Pink like nice rare roast beef.
Well, wouldn't you know it, Ken's not in his office.
Is his door shut?
No, his door is wide open.
Well, then you got the wireless. I said go around the building and find him.
All right, let's go.
Take the guy playing the trumpet with you.
And I think we need to interview the participants to see if they've like lost feeling in their fingertips or anything like that.
Hunt him down like a hound. Hello?
What happened?
I think he's probably gone into a part of the building with the lead walls. Like Superman's X-ray vision wouldn't make it through lead. There are parts of the building that you can't work the wireless microphone in. Hey, Rob, just Just bring them all in here, then, if you can't get back to Ken's office.
Well, I'll tell you, if they were going to bag it, they bagged it at the right time, because as soon as they quit, it was about 30 seconds after the sun had gone down. I don't think they would have made it five more minutes. I really don't.
It was pretty good seeing them out there, though, for the 32 minutes and 50 seconds that they were out there.
Yeah, you can't take away from these guys. They gave it their best shot, I guess. I guess their bodies were talking and not their minds at the end.
And, Mike, I only wish we had more than salsa to give them at this point. I only wish we could give them each of the $100 that we promised.
An hour is an hour, Don, and unfortunately they didn't make it. Of course, they might have died, but, they signed the paper.
Well, we're going to cut it in half. We're going to give each of them $50.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
And, that's right, heart of gold.
Yeah.
Heart as big as all outdoors.
Yeah, well, you soften it up on me.
And they also, of course, get the salsa from Chi-Chi's. Yeah, come on in, guys. Here they come now.
There they are.
Here come our polar bears, along with a guy with his trivet. And Diana, would you find Kenny, please? Would you bring him in? Feeling better?
Oh, yeah.
One of them is still shaking. How you doing?
Good.
Now, the 47-year-old seems to be in a lot better shape than the 20-year-old at this point.
I don't know. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. What hurts?
Well, like, you step right up to the microphone. What hurts on you?
There's not enough of that to hurt, but...
Did you feel it, Mike?
Yeah, I guess your arm feels like it. So what's the coldest part of your body right now? Your toes? Because you were grabbing your toes.
The tips of my fingers.
The tips, are they getting feeling back in a little bit now?
You feel glad that you're inside now?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Both of you? Now, do you feel a little dumb that you came down here and tried this, or do you feel...
Of course not.
Or do you feel that perhaps you tried something and you're able to get to 30... You went to 32 minutes and 50 seconds sitting out there in a wind chill of 26 below zero. Now, here comes... I want you to know that this is Ken Stevens, the general manager. Ken, step on up. Ken wanted us to bring you in, not because he cared about your safety, but because he was afraid that if you froze like a finger off, you would sue Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
So you really... Yeah, look at this guy. What a great attitude.